think a scary story, the kinds that I like are the ones that give you a feeling of contact with the numinous, a feeling that there is something else out there, that it's not just that we don't know what's going on, it's that there are things out there that are unknowable and that don't necessarily, and that the universe is not necessarily a friendly place. I think horror fiction tends to present a world, good horror fiction, and good scary fiction, in which the world is just a little bit dangerous and it's not comfortable. My favorite writer of ghost stories is a dead now and half-forgotten English writer named Robert Aikman. And what I loved about Aikman's stories was they were always inexplicable. He didn't write ghost stories where you learned at the end how everything was neatly wrapped up, and this person had died, and this person had did this bad thing, and that explained what had happened here. Instead, it was the kind of thing that you get when you really talk to people about their ghost stories. They're always inexplicable. They're always odd. They never wrap up. They're always people who will explain the person that they met. And you know that it's not true if they drop the girl off at the street and they go back and it's actually the cemetery. It's much more interesting if they drop the girl off at the train station and then see her all around the city for the next week and never see her again.